This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nobody.
And you know, I've been thinking more about this trans athlete situation, and I'm not sure whether I actually have any objection to male-to-female athletes being socially expected to compete against men. Except for the fact that, you know, testosterone blockers and estrogen and all of that will give them a disadvantage. They are, in the strictest of terms, putting that challenge on themselves. It's a self-imposed challenge.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is, every athlete in the world has a set of limitations that exist due to their genetic code that they didn't choose. I mean, I will...
Sure. I mean, how much a person wants to, a person who's like 5'6" generally is not going to be one of the world's best basketball players, right?
Exactly. And it's not their fault they're 5'6". They didn't choose it. But it's reality. And that was what I meant by the symbolic of their fight against reality is there's no way to make life fair. That's reality. Life is fundamentally unfair. Some people are born in the United States and some people are born in China. You know? And some people if you're born in a horrible place, that's fundamentally unfair. But we can't change it.
No. But, you know, there is room for people who are very short to become good basketball players. It's rare.
Well, if there's enough, you could have a midget league.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far. I mean,
I'm sure there are midget basketball leagues out there.
I think they prefer to be called little people.
Yeah, that's
but, cool too. I think there was at least one basketball player in the mid-90s who was like 5'2 or something.
Huh.
I don't remember. I will have to. We need to get my fact checking team out here on discord.freetalklive.com to look into that.
Do we have a fact checking team?
I apparently do.
Wow, nice.
It's mostly just people nitpicking my off the cuff statements, you know, as one would expect.
Well, that's a good thing. I love the idea of having somebody nitpicking my off the cuff statements because, you know, I never know if what I say or believe is correct.
No, and more often than not, I don't even really care because it's usually something minor or trivial that isn't important to the actual point that was being made anyway. Like whether or not there was a basketball player who was 5'2" is irrelevant because we all know that there have in fact been shorter basketball players. They're not all 7'4", you know.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, most of them are not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there are enough 7'4" people in the world to make up a league.
Probably not. But yeah, so what do you tell that 5'6" person who wants to be a basketball player? You would tell them the same thing that you would tell a male-to-female person who wanted to be a track runner. Well, the odds are against you here. You're going to have to work harder than everyone else. And you have an unfair disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just reality. You know?
Right.
I like that idea better than I like the idea of putting some 110-pound cheerleader-type girl in the NFL to get tackled by, I don't know, some linebacker, right?
Okay, I might buy a ticket to see that once, but I wouldn't make a habit of it. of course, I don't watch football at all because, you know, sports ball is just, I don't see it. It doesn't interest me in general.
It's a useful distraction at times.
I like watching mixed martial arts because, you know, that's a sport that I might have to play with no choice on my part, and so I want to know how to do it well.
Well, watching probably isn't the best way to learn, though.
Well, no, but when I was studying martial arts, I did supplement it by watching MMA and by saying, oh, okay, well, he tried this technique and that didn't work out real well for him, did it?
Yeah. So we're dealing with the Wuhan coronavirus, whatever they're calling it right now. And
of course, flu, I call it.
And of course, someone at discord.freetalklive.com has in fact found a little person basketball league and shared a link to it because, of course, they did.
Yep.
So if anyone's curious about that, go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Evidently, it's got a mortality rate at this point of 2% in contrast.
My God, what are they doing to these poor little people?
Did I switch subjects without giving any indication whatsoever?
Oh, okay. So it's not the little people basketball league that has a 2% mortality rate. Because, you know, that would be horrific.
I'd have
to wonder what rules they were playing under.
No, I jumped right back to the coronavirus. Sorry.
Oh, okay, groovy.
It's got a mortality rate of roughly 2%. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
that's poor little guys. What are they doing to them?
The Spanish flu, of course, of 1918 had a mortality rate of 2.5%, which was a global catastrophe, killing more people than World War I. But, of course, it was much more widespread. That's not to say this coronavirus, the Kung flu, or the 2008 NOV corona, whatever the hell it is they're calling it, isn't going to spread to those degrees.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is if you compare the death rate of the Kung flu to the death rate of SARS, the first major difference is the SARS outbreak is over.
Yeah.
The Kung flu outbreak is not anywhere near over.
No, and it seems to be just starting. Evidently, people are criticizing the World Health Organization, the CDC, and just governments in general for not doing enough to solve the problem. Realistically, what do they expect? Like, I saw a speaker at the World Health Organization saying, you know, these viruses don't respect borders and ideologies. Are we seriously insane enough as a species that we would have any expectation whatsoever that viruses would respect national borders? Are they really that wrapped up in their delusions about national sovereignty?
I don't think so. I think that's just one of those pointing out the obvious things like physics doesn't care about your feelings. Well, of course, everybody knows that, but sometimes you have to point it out.
Okay, that's a better interpretation than what I initially went with. I just got caught up in the absurdity of someone actually saying that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, well,
you know, and the thing is, but sometimes people will make statements that almost imply the opposite, like, you know, this is a problem in China, but it's not a problem here. And, well, the virus doesn't care. And if you bring the virus here, it will probably do the same thing here it does in China.
Now, what's scary is that all of this could be just an excuse for government to create a much stricter passport immigration control system.
Yeah.
Where, okay, you're worried about people coming over here and getting us sick. The Republicans would have a field day with this. This is why we need the wall. Can you imagine if this coronavirus had originated in Mexico or Cambodia or some South American country? It would just be a disaster. The wall would be up. They would have no difficulty whatsoever getting this approved by Congress, running solely off people's hysteria that they're going to catch this and they're going to die.
And I think that's one of the reasons that there are so many crazy people in the world is how do you deal with the epistemological implications of living in a world where there are no trustworthy sources for anything.
You just have to hope you have a better immune system. And you have to trust the natural selective processes that the people with better immune systems will survive and the people without will not.
Well, evolution, baby.
This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I've got a Liberty update for you from LibertyCon. Two very special debates that you won't want to miss. First, whether or not government is necessary, featuring David Freeman and Timothy Sandifer. Secondly, does capitalism require government intervention? I'd really like to see that one because it's going to depend almost entirely on what definition of capitalism they're using.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because to me, as soon as you have a police force, as soon as you
I would say as soon as you have government intervention, you no longer have capitalism.
Exactly. Yeah. So, the means of production of security are now nationalized and owned by the government. So that's the first step to socialism.
Well, that's your opinion. Gene Epstein and Stephen Perlstein are going to have a debate on the topic. There's also going to be John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, who's going to speak on conscious capitalism.
Okay.
Be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on the incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. I tend to subscribe to the definition of capitalism as the free market, right?
Right.
But most people don't.
They think that what we have now, which I would call corporatism, they think it's capitalism.
See, I just call it fascism, because socialism would be the state controlling these companies directly,
right.
And fascism is the state controlling the companies through controlling the corporations that control the companies.
Yeah, and the word corporatism is, that's actually what Mussolini called the economic system of Italian fascism, where it was basically an unholy alliance of big government, big labor, and big business to screw the rest of us.
Which is exactly what we have now.
Exactly.
It's a slight improvement over raw socialism. Because there is at least some competition between AT&T and Verizon, but at the end of the day, the state does control what both of those companies are allowed to do.
Right, and because everything's licensed, the thing is, if you're not one of the cool kids, you don't get to play at all.
Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, your tax dollars at work. Once again, in New Mexico, the most corrupt state of the nation, according to the FBI, and this time we have a city council.
The most corrupt law enforcement agency in America.
Yes. City councilor Clarissa Pena recently traveled on business from New Mexico to the East Coast for several different government functions. And I was reading in various different sources while I was waiting here to fly to the East Coast, and she attended two different conferences, I guess, while she was out there. The total cost was $6,300, and it was a 12-day trip, and the airfares were portion was like $3,200, something like that, and the hotels were $2,000-something. And the kicker is that the city paid for her husband and her two grandchildren to travel along with to keep her company. And there's a good quote here.
Isn't it great that homeless people are taxed on a cup of coffee so they can help pay for that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you remember that actually you are taxed for this kind of thing in New Mexico as well, because New Mexico pays the least amount of federal taxes per capita than any state. It's the poorest state that pays the least taxes, but they also receive a lot of federal assistance, which means that federal assistance is coming from the tax dollars of people in every other state, as much or actually more than it's coming from people in the state of New Mexico. So you guys are actually paying for this. And then add into that that New Mexico.
I don't pay taxes.
Well, if you buy anything, we can debate that a different time, but a lot of your listeners do pay taxes, and they're helping to pay for this bill. And then also remember that New Mexico produces is number three energy producer in the United States, right after Texas and North Dakota. And when that energy is pumped out of the ground, New Mexico takes up to 20% tax on that extraction revenue. So whenever you buy
gas, what kind of energy is New Mexico creating that they are getting out of the ground?
Oil and gas.
Okay.
And so that gets turned into gasoline and home heating fuel and jet fuel, and the natural gas becomes it's piped for burning for heating homes and businesses and turned into liquefied natural gas, propane. But anyway,
how much heating homes are they doing out there in New Mexico?
Quite a bit. It gets pretty cold here. It was I remember it being 20 below for an extended period one winter here.
Ooh,
it's not exactly
it
warm
here
in the winter. Pardon?
I thought it sucked here. That's good enough.
Yeah, well, at least the sun comes back out. We had a blizzard yesterday, and then it's a nice sunny shirt sleeve weather day the next day being today. But anyway,
I mean, ideally, private companies that controlled these the land under which these oil reserves were could privately sell those to companies in New Hampshire or Texas or wherever where they could ship this product to, and it could just be a free market transaction from one company to another, from one person to another.
Right.
But
yeah,
Once the government got involved with it and subsidies started getting handed out and taxes became involved, regulations and all that, it was obviously going to become a mess.
Right. So anyway, so while, if you're in private business and you go on a business trip, sometimes but not usually is your spouse paid to accompany you, and then let alone your two grandchildren, that are also included in the trip on the company dime.
It would depend on who you are in the company. I've known people who were basically provided with free housing for themselves and their families in order to work at a place.
Hmm.
Other people have been paid to relocate with their entire families.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would depend on who you are in the company and your qualifications and how badly that company wants to keep you.
And why you negotiate. Like, at one point, I lived in Florida, and I was working as a computer programmer in New York, so I'd fly in every Monday and fly out every Friday, but sometimes instead they'd fly my girlfriend up for the weekend, and it made no difference to them.
Well, David, thank you for the call. Of course, with the city council and taxation and all of that, there is no oversight. It's not a matter of what is this person bringing to the city council that justifies this expenditure. It's, I voted for it.
The only oversight is an armed population.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump made it clear he had a problem with the prosecutor's sentencing recommendation for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
9 years recommended by four people that perhaps they were Mueller people. I don't know who they were, prosecutors. And they, don't know what happened. They all hit the road pretty quickly.
The Justice Department insists there was no coordination with the White House. Democrats charged Attorney General William Barr with enabling an abuse of power. Senator Chuck Schumer.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
On Tuesday, the president penalized the U.S. attorney who oversaw Stone's trial, withdrawing her nomination for a top job at the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 275 points, the Nasdaq up 87. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And the nobody.
And I want to say thank you to Nick C., who is tonight's amplifier. Now, amplifier means he's part of the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And people who join the AMP program by giving $5, that's all we ask, to the AMP program are giving us money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, and you want us to get on more radio stations, reach larger audiences, all that kind of thing, you might consider checking out the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And Nick C., thank you so much for your contributions. Let's keep going straight to the phones. We've got Alex from Crypto Frontier. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, happy to be here.
Thanks for joining. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so 2020 seems to be the year of the gun. There's Virginia, and there's even the gun grabber in chief, Bloomberg, running for presidency. So I expect we'll see a lot more gun-related bills in the coming years, and especially this year of 2020. And I want to let everyone know that tomorrow on Free Talk Live, there'll be a special guest, David Raddick, coming to the studio in Saipan to discuss how he overturned the gun laws in the U.S. Mariana Islands.
So what is the status of gun ownership laws in the Mariana Islands?
The current status is 10-round mag ban, and there's some restrictions on carrying. But you can have your 50 cal sniper rifle, your AR-15, all those scary assault rifles that the, you know, the left and the Republicans to some degree are always bashing on.
But your magazine can't hold more than 10 clips. Your magazine can't hold more than 10 rounds.
Well, you know, we can learn a little bit more about that tomorrow, but let's just say the 10-round magazine ban is not enforced. If you go to the range, you'll be hearing a lot more than 10 rounds going off in succinct succession. So I'm just calling in to let everyone know that if you're interested in the topic, which some of you might be, some of you might not, we're going to have the guy who overturned the handgun ban, the ammunition ban, and is all around great dude on tomorrow to ask better questions and just give you on-the-ground information.
That's very cool, but I'm more concerned about, you know, what were these bans in the first place, like the handgun ban?
What do you mean? Oh, there was a... They said
was it just a flat...
A handgun.
It was a flat ban on handguns.
Yeah, they said you can have a 22 rifle and a shotgun of a certain caliber as well. And that was it. So no handguns, no AR-15s, just like, you know, a dinky 22 and a certain type of shotgun. And
shotguns
David Raddatz said,
is not calibers,
this is America, we have the right to keep and bear arms. And he sued the police chief and was able to win in federal court.
Nice.
Now, if you challenge something in the Mariana silence like that, you say he was able to win in federal court. Does that end up in the U.S. federal court system? Like, can something
yeah,
be appealed?
Yeah, it's in the Ninth Circuit.
Can it reach the Supreme Court?
Yes. So it goes to the federal court.
Then why did they think
Mariana
this was
Islands.
Ever going to fly?
We didn't think what would fly.
Why did they think a handgun ban would ever fly if it can be challenged under constitutional grounds up to the United States Supreme Court?
Who knows? I mean, how many gun bans have been overturned over the years?
Yeah, I mean, that was
I think
very
they just
common.
Figure if we can get a good few years of tyranny, that's a win.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, thanks for the call. Definitely gives people a reason to listen to the show tomorrow night live from Saipan.
And in answer to your question, I mean, these gun bans were pretty common until the decision, and I'm blanking on the Heller decision. I mean, New York City had a complete gun ban that they enforced for decades. It was Washington, D.C., before Heller sued them and won. And, you know, everybody, I mean, we all knew it was unconstitutional, but we thought that the Supreme Court was going to ignore the Constitution.
Like
as
they usually
they frequently do.
Yeah. Like with the Affordable Care Act and the individual mandate.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and the idea going even deeper during the Depression, there was a decision that if you were growing wheat on your own land to feed to your own animals, that was interstate commerce, and the federal government could control it. And I can't remember the name of that decision, but that was the disaster, and that's what's still quoted when they say, you know, when they give the federal government control over your blood chemistry through drug laws, is it's like, well, if you grow marijuana, it might be sold in interstate commerce, even though that's illegal. So therefore the government has the right to regulate it. And basically that decision gave the government power to regulate absolutely anything. And I wish I could remember the name of it. I want to say Wickard versus Filburn, but I'm thinking that was something else.
The Interstate Commerce Clause has certainly been abused by the government. I mean, it's what they arrested Chris Cantwell for. Because his alleged threats were across state lines, and that made it a violation of their interstate commerce crap.
Yeah.
The most broadly interpreted clause in the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, basically anything that you do has some nexus with interstate commerce, and therefore it renders the idea of limited government irrelevant.
Yeah. I mean, especially in an age of the internet, where I have no idea if I'm placing an order from something online where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know if I go to a local store that's like the Walpole Creamery here, where everything's locally made, locally sourced, I could know with reasonable certainty that it, even that would be rare, because you have to actually seek out those kinds of stores because everything's corporate now, and it's just generally not cost effective to charge $9 for a single scoop of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, they can
also
get away
you
with
can't
it.
Grow sugar cane in New Hampshire.
Why can't you grow sugar cane in New Hampshire?
I don't think it grows in this
climate.
Oh, it's
climate. Just a weather thing?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about growing.
I mean,
anything.
You might be able to grow it in a greenhouse. I don't know.
But anyway, so, yeah. Okay, so their sugar cane would have to come from another state then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the world we live in.
Yeah,
it's the world we've always lived in. You couldn't... I mean, one of the reasons that the tobacco trade was so prominent from the United States was because tobacco grows so easily in the Southeast,
here in the
United States. And they tried, didn't they? Didn't they try to cultivate it and get it to grow in England at the time, and it just wasn't happening? I may be wrong.
I would imagine that somebody tried it, and it's possible to grow tobacco in New Hampshire. I know that that exists. I don't know if it has to be a greenhouse crop or not. Probably, well, certainly can't be grown outside of a greenhouse this time of year.
Yeah, but you're going to have a hard time. You're not going to be able to grow every crop that you want in a given region.
Yes, we have no bananas.
No. So interstate commerce is kind of just part of life. Of course, the whole interstate thing is nonsense anyways, because the state borders are nonsense and just arbitrary lines on a map.
Yeah.
There's really nothing in the way except the government if you want to ship something here from somewhere else.
But thugs with guns can be a serious impediment.
Don't go anywhere. We've got an episode of the Edgington Post coming up in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mark Edge. Today I've got with me a friend of the show, Jeff McCabe. Jeff, you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here. I'm in Costa Rica.
And we're talking about Divi today. Apparently you guys have been very busy trying to make Divi this great interface between government money and crypto money. And maybe it'll be the bridge that finally takes us away from this government-controlled currency paradigm that we're in.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, we're working on basically integrating Divi, which is our cryptocurrency company, with a Costa Rican fintech, which is like a bank. We can do everything that a bank can do except for fractional banking.
Okay.
And so we can offer accounts in U.S. dollars or in euros or in our local currency, and we're integrating that with the cryptocurrency Divi that we have all into one mobile wallet. It's a way for us, we consider it basically a Trojan horse into the banking system, because they can try to block cryptocurrency all they want, but they can't block the banking system that they're part of. And so we're part of this wave of fintechs. There's a giant assault right now happening on all the banks by fintechs around the world, and the U.S. is basically dragging its feet, of course, trying to stop this. They're trying to get everybody. system. But thankfully, Europe is moving ahead really quickly, and a lot of countries in Asia, too, where they're allowing more competition. And so fees are being driven down. Like every year, we now see banking fees dropping. And, for example, in Costa Rica, it used to take a week to send a wire transfer here with Wells Fargo. Now it's coming same day or next day because they realize they have to compete. They could have done that before, but they didn't because right. They didn't care. And they, you know, they don't care about average people. It's all about how much money they can make. And so, you know, crypto has always been a part of that, trying to disrupt all of that. But what we realized with Divi is that, you know, after 10 years of Bitcoin, crypto, the fight has to be taken to them on their home turf, basically. And so that's basically what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, banks, like, you know, so many, aren't going to evolve and aren't going to get better unless they are forced to. And, you know, banks and government have been in bed for as long as there have been banks and government, frankly. You know, they just sort of feed on each other. And so governments don't want to, you know, let the common man do their own banking. And that's what cryptocurrencies allow. That's what Divi allows. And the reason that Free Talk Live got into this early on is we can see your guys' vision. You know, I mean, if you guys have a modicum of success in this arena, you're going to be an extraordinarily powerful cryptocurrency. And how are we doing on this wallet that allows one to switch seamlessly between Bitcoin and fiat and Divi?
Well, we have an interesting new development, which is that right now, China came out with these what's called super apps, where they have something called WeChat, you know, that has like over a billion people using it, and Alipay, and they basically, you can do everything with these chat apps. They started as a chat app, and then they said, oh, let's make it so you can do shopping, and you can do banking, and you can pay your bills, and you can pay your electricity, and you can do everything in one app. And so they actually jumped ahead of the rest of the world with this.
Yep.
So now Facebook is basically trying to do that. And Libra was their cryptocurrency that they were trying to develop as part of this ecosystem where they're talking about merging the chat apps of Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp and Messenger all into one.
Yeah, this Libra terrified the banking industry. And it's very interesting how they reacted to it.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's interesting because both the far left and the far right hate the banks, but they also don't like Libra because of the Facebook's reputation for taking away people's privacy.
Sure.
And so basically people that normally would have supported this in the government have been really grilling and giving a hard time and are afraid of Libra because they just don't want Facebook in charge of it. So it creates an interesting opportunity for us because our lead developer is the channel partner for Facebook and this sort of conglomerate of these four big apps in Central America. And so we're basically going to integrate Divi into the WhatsApp and all these apps, and which should be coming out in just a few months, where basically you're going to be able to send Divi and Bitcoin, and we'll have Bitcoin as well.
So now's the time to buy
currencies. Well, I'm not supposed to talk about that, but yeah, we're doing some pretty amazing things. And in the meantime, we're building our own app, and with that, people can hold Divi or Bitcoin, and we'll add Litecoin and some of our favorite other coins in it as well. And people will be able to do their banking, so we'll be able to, just with a click or two, people will be able to set up an overseas bank for free. Right now, it's very expensive to set up an overseas bank account, so you'll be able to do that. Now, for U.S. people, it's not, you can't do that anonymously. The U.S., they've got their fingers in every banking company in the world, basically. It used to be you could go and set up anonymous bank accounts in Panama. And maybe you still can, but you have to like walk in with $1 million, right? and have a lawyer represent you and do all this stuff. However, there still are advantages of having an overseas account for various reasons. One of them is that the U.S. government can't go in and just pilfer your account. That actually happened to me one time where they had decided I hadn't paid income tax, even though I had. And meanwhile, while I was negotiating with them, they just went in and took my money out of the account.
It puts them in a strong negotiating position.
Yeah. It's great. It's really crazy what banks do. I mean, you just don't, you can't, we read all the stuff on the internet, but when it actually happens to you, it's just remarkable, like, that they are allowed to get away with this.
Now, Divi was performing pretty well as far as pricing goes against Bitcoin when there was sort of the crypto winter slump was going on and all that stuff. What's it doing now that Bitcoin has been, BTC, has been performing pretty well? BCH has, by the way, been performing great.
Yeah, we've been holding fairly steady. Usually I don't talk about price. You know, price is not really a good reflection of our value. It's one of the things I can say, you know, is we do have a big upside, of course, because hardly anybody's heard of us, and we don't focus on that. We don't have like a marketing budget. We're all going out trying to tell everybody to buy Divi and trying to sort of push up the value like a lot of these other cryptocurrencies do. You know, we have a bunch of influencers, people like you, that have found out about us and love what we're doing and have gotten excited. So that's basically what we do. You know, we have, like, real people that are excited about it, that are, you know, letting us, you know, sharing what we're doing. And a lot of people like you, you know, you're involved with Bitcoin from very early, and I think one of the most important influencers in the whole space at the time, and people like you see what we're doing and get excited and think, oh, this is going to be the next Bitcoin. And I mean, that's possible, but we're not trying to replace Bitcoin. We are trying to do what Bitcoin originally was designed to do, which is to be an international currency where people buy and sell things with it. We see Bitcoin as kind of like gold, where it'll be a store of value in the future, and it'll be worth, you know, trillions someday. Divi, we're trying to be one of the top. We think there'll be many, not just one, but we think there'll be probably 100 cryptocurrencies that people use. We call that branded money, where people have their favorite brands that they like things about the owners, they like things about the ecosystem, and what the other sort of cool things that it can do. So we're basically working on being sort of a partner to Bitcoin, not a replacement for it.
Now, I got involved. My wife and I set up one of these masternodes that you guys have, the one-click masternodes, and it was a pretty easy process to go through. Can you describe what one goes through to set up a masternode and what the benefit is?
And you'll be able to hear the rest of that because we screwed up in the studio here tonight. Sorry about that. You'll be able to hear the rest of the interview on our archive tonight a little bit later on. You can download it directly at freetalklive.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.